I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, tonight we're going to whoop it up with Vicky Gunvalson and Chloe Grace Moretz. Chloe Grace Moretz requested to be on with Vicky. So that's hilarious and amazing. And tonight's episode of OC is like an episode of The Hangover. It's so good. I love it so much. We're going to have fun. I'm excited to see Vicky. I haven't seen her in a while. The very first housewife.
Bravo's her religion, and she was once nailed to the cross like Jesus was. It's Watch What Happens Live with Vicky Gunvalson and Chloe Grace Moretz now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who's been acting since she was barely out of diapers and another who, after a Mexico airport accident, might want to start wearing them when she travels. While my first guest claims she loves her boyfriend, Steve, her friends think he is not filling her love tank with premium. Here to give us her thoughts on that and a whole lot more, it's Rio Housewife of Orange County, Vicky Gunvalson. She is a Bravo super fan who, as of this past January, is now legally old enough to get naked wasted. Unless, like Vicky, she promised Steve she wouldn't. Her performance in The Miseducation of Cameron Post is getting rave reviews. I cannot wait to see this film. Please welcome back Chloe Grace Moretz, our friend. Great to see you. For the record, Chloe requested to be on the show tonight with Victoria Gunvalson.
Obviously.
Oh, yes. And he is the former party boy who this season is pulling his hair back into a sensible man bun and starting his own business. From Southern Charm Savannah, I was just hanging out with him at Dead & Company in Boulder. It's Daniel Eichholz. Hey, man. Yeah.
Eichholz.
Oh, I got it right. Oh, okay. You're on good point. To see you, man. Chloe, you did request to be here with Vicky. I want to put 20 seconds on the clock for you to tell us everything you love about Vicky.
Oh,
Why do you love this woman?
Well, obviously the family van. You know, I would never put you in a family van. You need those mimosas when you drive to Los Angeles. You can get on that cruise. Right. You know? I would never nail you to the cross like Jesus. That's just a thing that I wouldn't do to you. And I just love your relationship with your family.
Thank you.
And, like, I think you're amazing.
So
yes, so my family's here, and my mother needs to meet you so we can all be friends together. We're married together.
Yes. All right. Vicky, Steve has taken up residence at Casa de Gunvalson.
Yay.
You have laid down the house rules. It took you no time. Take a look.
When you move in, for formally move in, or you're going to do that? Like, when are you moving in?
put me in my formal. I can't be anymore in.
Address change and tell everybody that you're living with Vicki Gunvalson, because Vicki Gunvalson doesn't want to live by herself.
Oh, what are you doing?
Putting that salmon, get it ready for tonight.
You're keeping the skin on when you cook it?
Yes.
I want you to peel it off for me. Are we dividing chores up? Like, I'll do that, you do that. And you have to write back, done, like my staff does.
I'm not your staff.
It's nice that he's open to a lot of the household duties. Put a ring on my finger.
Oh, my God. Okay, that brings us to our first poll question of the night. Kind of awkward to do this in front of Steve Lodge, who is here. Does Steve fill Vicky's love tank? You go to WWHL.TV and tell us. Chloe, what do you think?
Yes. I mean, I think that you seem incredibly happy, and I'm happy to see you happy. I think it's so apparent on the show, and I'm happy about season 13.
The audience is saying no to this, and we will continue this.
We don't share our love on TV.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Vicki, last week on Watch What Happens Live, Kelly Dodd said Steve's your little bitch.
Well, I found that very odd. If somebody does yard work, is that being a little bitch? As far as I know, men should be doing yard work. She has a balcony, so she wouldn't know what yard work is.
Chloe, you made your brother a 30th birthday cake. Let's take a look at it. It says prostitution whore on it. That's how much she loves Bravo. That's amazing. While we wait for your questions. By the way, Vicki, your new face looks amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. She got another one, folks.
No, I didn't.
It's a season 13 tune-up.
I didn't have any facelifts before.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I had the eyelids done.
And you had the chin implant. Okay.
Because I was...
Okay.
But this, they took all the fillers out. Dr. Ombre did fabulous, and Tamara told me I needed to do it, so I listened to Tamara.
Okay, very good. I think it looks great.
Thank you.
She sent me some video of her with all of her scars and staples that I will never get out of my mind. While we wait for your questions for Vicki and Chloe, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, this season, Vicki may have successfully won back some old friends with the New Testament, but when it came to her friend Kelly, it looks like she forgot to consult the Book of Deuteronomy. Let's take a look.
Vicki, why don't you just leave? I didn't hook him up.
Whatever.
Hey, Michael, it's Vicki. I just got blasted by your soon-to-be ex-wife.
Vicki's gone on double dates with Michael, and she never told me.
Okay, that totally destroys girl code. Was she yelled at you?
Oh, yeah. She's like, don't be nice about you.
You know how many people get divorced? You know how many people separate? How do you choose what side you want?
Don't double date with Michael anymore.
Pisses me off.
But she thinks she could just yell at me. It's all about Kelly all the time.
It's not my position to tell you.
That is absolutely her position to tell me.
No, you don't want to get caught up in drama. If they're obviously not going to tell you the truth, then they're not your friend.
Right?
Why are all the daughters the wisest on this show?
She's not.
Here's what. Go to WWHL.TV. We want to hear from you. Do you think Vicki is breaking girl code? Yes or no? Chloe, where do you stand on this one?
No, I mean, I think that, you know.
Can I please?
I
would have broken girl code if I told Kelly, because my friend Terry, who I've known longer, said, do not tell Kelly. That would have broken girl code.
Okay. It would have broken girl code to tell her.
To tell her when Terry told me not to. Look, Terry and Michael both said, don't share it with Kelly.
Okay, sweetie, the audience is at 90%.
There is no girl code.
All right, more to come. Ugh. Second, when the OC women vacation in Mexico, certain itinerary items.
You guys are staging the girl code meter.
Are you accusing us of staging the girl code?
There is no girl code. There is no girl code on this. Michael and her are divorced. He can date whoever he wants.
Second, when the OC women vacation in Mexico, certain itinerary items are a must, like a visit to Vicki's favorite cantina or some unexpected incontinence. But here's what, while the whoop was still up to this trip, Vicki's partying was slightly more restrained and unladylike. Watch.
Let's whoop it the hell up.
I have to hold back tonight because I told Steve I would be really good. I wore a dress on purpose so I don't go in the bar.
Oh, she's naked.
Shannon! Shannon!
How about if we go to bed?
I got this!
Yeah. Do you mean you kiss me?
I don't know how the girls do it. Oh!
Oh my God. I have to say, That was pretty entertaining.
It was incredible.
It was like the Hangover, right?
I was laughing out loud.
Yes.
It's Lucille Ball level hilarious.
I love them trying to figure out how much they drank. Finally, as one of our youngest Clubhouse guests, Chloe's been watching Bravo for so many years that she would have worn a sky top for her high school senior portrait if they weren't super out of style. So here's what, Chloe, it's time for your opinion of all the most recent Bravo friendships and feuds with another round of Tell Me Moretz. What are your thoughts on Vicky, Shannon, and Tamara all forgiving each other? Will it last?
Oh my gosh, I think it's incredible. It like makes my heart burst.
What was your reaction to Shannon and David's divorce?
I think it's really messed up. It's the same thing that happened to my mom, and I think it's messed up. I feel bad for Shannon.
On Southern Charm, what are your thoughts on Ashley? Was she too harsh on Catherine?
I think Ashley is in a really bad place because of T-Rav, and I think that she was horrific towards Catherine, and it made me feel literally ill the way she talked to her.
Thoughts on Craig and Naomi calling it quits?
I mean, I think Naomi's doing really well with her new boo, and I think Craig needs to kind of move on.
I know you love New Jersey. What were your thoughts on Danielle Staub making a comeback to the show?
I think it's great. Come on, Danielle, come back.
New Jersey, thoughts on Teresa's new hobby of bodybuilding?
I'm into it. I love her entire family, though. I love her daughter.
So. You're a big Dallas Housewives fan. It's coming back soon. What are you most excited about Dallas coming
back? Brandy. I think Brandy's like a dream come true.
You love Brandy.
I can't wait for I Ain't Got Knives This Time, But I Got These Hands.
Thank you very much, Chloe. Let's go to Russell from New Jersey. Hey, Russell, what's your question?
Hi, my question for Vicky.
Okay.
Wig, oh my God, you are an American icon, my friend, my soulmate, my sister. But I have to ask, if you found out that Tamara and Eddie were on a double date with Brooks and his new wife, how would you react?
Go for it.
Good question.
Go for it. He's an ex. I would not care. Literally, I would not care. He's my ex.
Okay.
Would not care. 1 minute.
But what if they didn't tell you?
I wouldn't care. I don't want them to tell me. I don't want to know nothing about that man. Like, literally, we got rid of each other because...
Okay, what about Don?
Don't care. All my friends have dated Don.
All your friends have dated Don?
I know some of my friends have dated Don. I don't care. I divorced him. We're done. Right. I don't care.
Okay.
To me, that tells me that that Kelly still loves Michael if she's that emotional.
Okay.
Doesn't it make sense to you? She still loves Michael. It's
I see both sides. Austin from Kentucky. Hey, Austin, what's your question?
Hi, Vicky. You're my favorite housewife of all time. You're my best friend. Love you. And my question's for both of you. Okay. I want to know which of the two girls you all would rather take to Andelys, Emily or Gina?
Oh, which of the two new girls would you take?
Why does it have to be the new girls?
I know. Vicky doesn't love a new girl.
I do love new girls. I'm trying my very, very best to understand the whole blending of the family. You pick first.
Gina.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd probably say Gina.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Gina can whoop it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's that? I'm sorry, Chloe, but it's our pesky new friend, the Shady Cloud, and he'll only clear the clubhouse skies if you answer one of his shady questions. Shady Cloud, what's your question?
The forecast calls for a 100% chance of me.
Yes.
In 2016, you admitted in Plead the Fifth that you and Brooklyn Beckham were in a relationship. But since then, it seems like your relationship has been rocky. What is your relationship with Brooklyn at this very moment?
Broken up.
You are broken up.
Yeah.
You are.
Very single.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
I'm okay. Okay, I'm 21 and single.
And now I must float.
Thanks, Shady Cloud. All right, next week on The Real Housewives of Orange County, all the women meet for dinner, and the portions must be small because they start to bite into each other. Take a look at this sneak peek.
We just found out that my husband's dating a girl that's 20 years younger than he is.
That's so bizarre, the stuff they're posting on social media.
What's bizarre is that she hooks up my ex-husband with a friend that's our friend.
Wait, what's going on?
I know her.
Michael wanted to meet her.
And did you facilitate
that? That's fine, but it's like she didn't tell me.
Yeah, I don't know why we're bringing it up again.
What girl is in a situation where she's like, we have to keep this whole a secret because I'm friends with his ex-wife and whatever? It's like, what a f***ing loser is she?
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
Don't know the whole story.
Okay, let's go to Eileen from Long Island with a question for Victoria. What's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Great.
I just had to say quickly to you, I saw the boys in the band the other night, and the only party boy missing up there was you. I was missing you up there, but it was great. I know you love them. But my question for Vicky, hi, Vicky, is after all these years, after the 13 years of being on the show, what do you feel was one of your highest highs, and what do you feel is one of the lowest lows, from the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Really good. I think the highest highs were Troy and Owen being born and just a new legacy in our family. And then the lowest low was when Brianna was so, so sick, I thought I was going to lose her. So that was easy to say.
You've had a few low lows, I hate to say. Not even being funny. No, some real life events. Eileen Yu emailed Chloe, after setting up Meghan Trainor with her new fiancé, do you know if you'll be involved in the wedding in any way? I would like to actually say that I'm responsible for her getting married because I set you up with Meghan Trainor on this show.
That is true. Okay.
You became friends on this show.
You're the first of it, for sure. I'll give you that. Yeah. And then Daryl was one of my best friends, and I set them up. So I feel like I should be the ring bearer.
I feel like you should, too.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Lou Stools tweeted, Vicky, we know what Jeff Lewis thinks of you. What do you think of him?
I love Jeff Lewis. I don't know why he went sideways. We never had any bad words, except he started, like, doing stuff on his radio show for no reason.
You guys are making fun of the guy's Twitter name?
Stools.
It's Lou S. Stool. Oh, so do you think it's... Okay, it's game time as we celebrate her 13th season on Orange County. It's safe to say that Vicky's given us nothing less than a family van full of iconic Gunvalsonisms. Let's celebrate them with our classic game, Rate That Craze. Okay, we're going to play a clip of a classic Vicky moment. Then, with these scorecards, we will rate how insane they are on a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, first moment. Let's see it. Okay, knowing there's more to come, I'm going to do a 9.
You're saying that
I was so mad at her.
Okay, you're going to say 10.
I was so mad at her.
I feel like there's 4.
There's a lot. There might be a lot of 10.
Okay, next up.
It was a 10.
He's going to give it a 10. Okay, Chloe's going to give it a 9. Steve Lodge is running for the hills, folks.
He's probably like, why?
Okay,
like
next
that.
Up.
Don't go around spreading rumors unless you're wearing heels, Vicky.
I have never been with multiple guests in my life.
I'm not saying.
I'm
like, Gabe, you're filthy.
10's across the board. Okay, next up. Okay, 10's and 9. Okay, next stop, last stop.
You have a little
family van. Why do you have to bring a family van to pick up six people? Ridiculous.
You guys are anywhere. Why are you sending a family van?
The first freak out. The first freak out. Tens across the board. Vicky, Haley R. wants to know if you've been on a double date with Michael since Kelly blew up at you.
Do you want the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie anymore. The answer's yes.
Yes.
With another woman. I mean, that's the truth.
You said him with
someone. No. It's not what I said. We're friends with Michael.
Okay.
And
did you tell Kelly about it?
No, I'm not telling Kelly. It's none of Kelly's business.
Okay.
It's not. It's not Kelly's business who Michael dates.
Okay.
Why is it all of a sudden Kelly's business?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's about who she. It's not about who she dates.
We
it's about the communication.
We are friends with Michael.
Okay.
We are friends with Michael. Why
How'd you meet Michael?
Through Kelly and Steve. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Well, I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I'm really smart, but I'm gonna get. I don't get it.
Okay.
Why can you not be friends with both people?
Okay, we're going to continue this on the after show. It's time for my Mazel Day. Even though it's Chloe's third time in the clubhouse, it's her first time since she turned 21. Chloe, this may not be on delays. You requested it. We're doing a shot ski for you. You get to do a shot ski with Vicky Gunvalson. Come on up. Lubricated now. Vicky's here. Chloe's here. And from Southern Charm Savannah, Daniel Eichholz. Why are you still single, by the way?
You know, I just haven't found the right one that that my heart speaks to.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
Good answer.
Well, there you go. Oh, we have a question from Hugh Jass.
Stop it. Wait, can I do my lightning round?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry I forgot your lightning round.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
It's fine.
It was so packed.
I should have
Chloe has a lightning round of questions for Vicky Gunvalson,
okay,
which she came in with.
Yay! Let's do it.
Okay, number one.
Okay.
Are you devastated Brianna moved to North Carolina?
Devastated.
Okay. Two. Would you rather ride in a family van with Tamara and Eddie and all your luggage or whoop it up with Gina Keough from Mexico?
Well, where are we going in the family van? If we're going on a fun trip, I will go with the Tamronetti. But if we're just going to drive around the
town. But all the baggage.
Okay.
I know,
you
but
have
she's
your
saying
mimosa
the family
in the
van is too small. She's saying it's too
I love to whoop it up, so I'm going to whoop it up.
You're going to whoop it up?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the family van was squishy.
Okay, no,
there
I get it.
A lot of
I get it.
On us. It
you didn't get your mimosa either, and I understand
nothing.
It.
I got nothing.
And, okay, number three. I know you've never been with multiple partners in your life.
Never.
But kiss, marry, or send to an island? Lori, Tamara, Shannon.
Okay, so who are you going to kiss, who are you going to marry, and who are you going to send to an island?
I mean, like,
send them away.
Send them away.
Never seen them again.
Oh, jeez.
They're never coming back.
Lori, Shannon,
and they have no food on that island.
Tamara?
Okay, well, Lori could go to an island because she was not very kind that
okay.
moment. Okay, so she
okay.
can go to the island.
Lori's going
it.
On
then,
the island.
And Mary, I would probably marry Tamara.
Tamara.
And then I would totally kiss Shannon because okay. I already
did. You already did that.
Like, very good.
That's good. I saw that.
Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Good job, Chloe.
Thank you. Thought about this hard.
Hi. This is Ashley calling from Atlanta.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for both of the ladies, Vicky and Chloe. With Alexis Bellino now just recently filing for divorce, I was just calling to see what your thoughts were on that. And Vicky, I wanted to see, have you reached out to her?
Thoughts on Alexis's divorce?
I did reach out to Alexis. We did talk. Super sad about it. I actually told her I thought they were the ones that were going to make it. You know, I get sad when I hear housewives getting divorced because it seems like it's an epidemic. Oh, just get divorced. Like, let's go for coffee. I hate it.
Right.
So it just made me sad. She's got three kids and she doesn't have a career. It just made me sad. It was a really big bummer.
Okay. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Oh, Andy Cohen, I have missed you. This is your little
Hey, baby.
And all I can say is, damn, you're looking good tonight. Is that magenta tie you got on?
It's
is that magenta? What would you call it? Magenta? What would you call it?
It's kind of like pink or something.
I'll call it sexy, okay? Because you
loves you.
Thanks, baby. You got my attention now.
You tear me all the way up from the ankles to the frame.
Okay.
I can't help it, y'all. Damn, I'm sorry. It is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't, okay? But I got to talk to Vicky.
Okay.
But before I go there, Miss Chloe, you are a lovely 21-year-old young lady, and I hope you have a wonderful career and life doesn't screw you too bad.
Me too.
With the general public, because they can suck. But Vicky, I want to tell you something, girl. You are there sitting beside a 21-year-old girl, and you are smoking freaking hot, baby girl. What's going on around your neck?
Well,
thank you. You are sitting beside a 21-year-old girl, and you should be proud because you are rocking it like a big dog.
Please,
big dog.
You know, I love you.
Hey, I
need you on
feel.
My cast.
look,
I need to get her number.
Hey, I told my boyfriend if I was younger, if he had caught me when I was younger, we could have had a threesome, but I'm at 50, and he goes, well, why can't we have one now?
Okay.
I said, I don't want to screw up.
I don't do threesomes.
I want to be a 25-year-old, and I know where you're going to be looking. I'm going to be waving my hand. I'm over here, and you were looking at the 25-year-old, so I ain't going to play that game.
Okay.
But, Vicky, you're smoking hot.
Okay.
And my question is this. That's the question.
Is it?
One. You know, how often is your love tank getting filled? Once, twice a week, five times a day? And two, I want to know who's having more sex, the 21-year-old Chloe or you? Come on, tell it me.
This is very intense conversation.
I think it's a personal matter, but my love tank is full. I mean, I'm with this hottie, and we're happy, and I'm a blessed woman, so.
There you go. Okay. Monica L. emailed, Chloe, did you ever hear from Taylor Swift after you weighed in on the drama between her and Kanye on Twitter?
Not personally, no. I didn't hear anything. But I think that I really like her new album, and I like her new path that she's on in her career. It seems very honest. It seems very real. And, she seems like she's really killing it right now.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I am Elizabeth from Chicago.
Hey, what's your question?
Andy, I love you and Bank Street.
Thank you.
Woohoo! This is for Chloe. I'm Team Chloe, but I want to know, what did you do with the Kim Kardashian Valentine's Day perfume that you received?
I didn't even get it. My publicist just took it.
I didn't
even open it.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't have it. No, I never saw it. I literally got a video of it from my publicist, and they're like, they sent this, so we just kept it. And I was like, okay, cool. But
back
thanks.
To the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Hey, caller, don't leave me.
Hi, this is Sarah. This is Sarah calling from Austin, Texas.
Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Well, let me say really quickly, Daniel is so incredibly good looking, and I don't think that anybody's acknowledged that yet.
Oh.
And maybe you need to
Annie's a lawyer.
He's looking for the girl to
Annie's a lawyer.
Thank you. That makes me feel very good. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to
Call
follow in Annie's footsteps. It's all I can do.
What's your question?
My question is for both of you lovely ladies. Kind of going back to the OG, because they've been showing the first season all day long and I've been watching. If you had to bring back one of the original housewives, either Joe, Gina, or Lori, to come into the next season, which one would you choose?
I would say Gina, because we still see each other. I haven't seen Joe in years, and Lori is busy raising her granddaughter, and we've kind of been disconnected. So I would just say Gina. She'd be most... organic and natural for me. We're the same age, and our kids are the same age, and it's good.
Okay, last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Anna from Rhode Island. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
I adore you.
I adore you back.
My question is for Vicky. Vicky, you're fabulous, and what I wanted to know is, do you feel like you're walking on eggshells with the ladies because you may be kind of ousted from the group if you say or do the wrong thing?
No, I'm not on eggshells anymore. We clean the slate. We're good. Everybody made mistakes years ago, and so we've all kind of just literally moved on. And Kelly,
and it's great to see, and it's fun to see you all having fun together.
And it's real. I mean, it's the best part about this is it's real. There's no fake stuff for the cameras. We're really good friends, and that's I just great. Love them.
That's great.
Love them.
Love them in my heart.
Makes me so happy. Tonight's episode was really fun, and I'm so glad that you could make Chloe's 21st birthday wish come true. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Chloe. I can't wait to see your movie. Opens in New York City this week, and then all over the place in select theaters. All this stuff. Catch Vicky all season long on The Real Housewives of Orange County. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.